This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. Agityar. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. And we are learning Siman Kuf Mem Gimel. We're Mil Siv Dalet. We learned that there are three opinions. The opinion of most Rishonim, most Poskim, is that a Sefer Torah that has any mistake in it is not only pasul, but whatever was read in it is kamanda lesadamya, it doesn't count, and you'd have to go back and read everything again with the bracha. Some Poskim say, no, even if it's missing a few psukim, even though you're not yod to the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah, you're allowed to read it if you don't have any others. Now the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, where he said if you're in a city where there's no Sefer Torah, ein mevarchin aleha, he's lechatchila, he's saying you can't read from it because Rav Poskim say that it's a pasul Sefer Torah. But the question is, what about after you already read? Okay, so Rav Yaakov Birav's opinion was, le'inyan diyeved, we're soymechan, Ktsas poiskim shemachshirin likroisba, and whatever was read is effective. And if the mistake was found bein gavra legavra, so whatever was read already b'di'evit, it's okay. Okay, maybe it's better to be mashlim all the kruim in the new sefer Torah, but b'di'evit, what was read was read. Now the Ma'ariv Rav was willing to rely on that if a bracha achroina was made, but not to rely on that legabe making, if in middle of the reading they found the mistake, even though you already read many psukim, and even if you're finished reading this aliyah, if you didn't make a bracha achroina, you cannot make a bracha achroina because that's l'chatchila. That's the shita of the Ma'ariv Rav. Ma'ariv Rav says you can only be soymech on miksas poiskim b'di'eved. You cannot be soymech on it in any way l'chatchila, even to make the bracha. The opinion of the Mordechai is no, if you already read three psukim and you could stop there, you stop there and we will allow you to rely on miksas poiskim even to make a bracha achroina, but not to read weiter. That was a chiddush noira. That regarding a bracha achroina, okay, will be samech al mechsas poiskim that the kriya was good. Regarding reading weiter, no, you have to take out a new one. That was the opinion of the Mordechai. And the Rama that we're about to see, he is mi chacham yoideya lefasher davar. Who is like the wise man who knows how to make a pshara? What is the pshara? That if you only read two psukim, or you read three psukim, but you can't stop there, do not make a bracha achroina, then you take out another one. That's like the mechaber. But if you already read three psukim, and you could stop there, we'll go like the Mordechai, that you can make a bracha achroina. We now come to the Rama. Haggah, comes the Holy Rama. And the Rama says, Vim kvar karu imai shloisha psukim. If you already read three psukim, the afshar lahafsik, and you could stop, poiskim sham, you stop there, umavarech achreha. Umashlimin haminyan b'sefer Torah acherashim aitzin, your mashlim haminyan, in the other sefer Torah that you take out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. Vim Kvar Deyazu, this opinion, Choylekes Al HaMechaber. The Mechaber goes like the Ma'ariv Rav. The Ma'ariv Rav says only what was read in the past is okay. However, in terms of going reading further or making a bracha, no, you can never make a bracha, right? The opinion of the mechaber is you can never make a bracha. That's l'chatchila, that's the shita of the Ma'ariv Rav. V'havalei lichtoi b'lashon v'yesh oimrim. Really, the Rama should have said, yesh oimrim. Ela shekein darke b'chama mekaymais. The derech of the Rama is he does not always say yeshayimrim. You know that? Very often the Rama will argue on the mechaber, but even so he won't say yeshayimrim. The efshir lahavsik, and it's possible to be mafsik. What does that mean? It's possible to be mafsik. Parashu shloish psukim samach leparsha. It's three psukim. More three psukim or more. Close to the end, if it would only be two psukim, you wouldn't be able to stop there. So then yigmar kriyasa b'sefer hakosher ad parsha. Then you would take out the new one and make a bracha acharena on the new one v'chanal. So the opinion of the Rama is, if it's possible to stop, you can rely on the Mordechai and make a bracha. If it's not possible to stop, then we'll go like Mari Beirav, that you have to do everything in the new one. Umavarich achreha. Why? The Svirulei. What does Rama hold? The Kivan Shekaru Shloisha Psukim Kaidim Shena Noida Atos. Since you read three Psukim before you knew about the mistake, Yatsa Bezei Yidei Kriya, your Yatsa the Kriya, Umamela Tzarech Levar Chachrea. And therefore you have to make a bracha. Even though it was an apostle sefer Torah, but you read three psukim, so the halacha is you're yoytzei the mitzvah. I'm yoytzei the mitzvah. It's not a bracha levatala. I'm yoytzei the mitzvah of kriya, so therefore I'm allowed to make the bracha. Bein tzach shuv ligmar kriya sabes sefer akasher. I don't have to finish the kriya nakasher sefer. Avo b'shenim tzatos achas shikar rak shnei psukim. If you found the mistake after only two psukim, the afshar lo lifsoik sham, that it's not possible to stop there. Moidel amechaber, he would agree to the mechaber the goymer kriya sabes sefer akasher, that you finish the kriya and the kasher sefer, umevarech achareha, and you make a bracha after it. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Mordechai? That the Mordechai's opinion is that even if you read two psukim, or the Mordechai's opinion is that if you read three psukim and you could stop there, you stop there and you make a bracha achrayna. If you didn't read three psukim, or you can't stop there, then you continue to read, and you even read the mistake, and you make the bracha achrayna. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Mechaber, the Mordechai, or the Rama? V'ayim b'ber halacha shebeirarnu b'shem kama achroinim, t'chein yesh linog l'maisa, kipsak ha-shulchan aruch, k'fima shechriya Rama. The conclusion is, you should be noig l'maisa, like the shulchan aruch, that we go like the Mari Beirav, that in deference to Roiv Paiskim, you cannot go further. You're not allowed to read further. However, if you've already read three psukim, we'll go like the Rama, make a bracha achrayna. If you did not read three psukim, then no, you don't make the bracha achrayna. You take out the new one to make the new bracha. Imloy b'makom sheish minog kavua b'ir kedasa magen avram shatafas b'shitas hamordechai shaveis b'akdom, unless there's a set minog in the city like the Magen Avram that he's toyfes like the Mordechai that he brought in the Hakdama. Ein lam l'shanis minhagam, the city should not change a minog. Minog means the custom of the city, not what your father did. It's irrelevant what your father did. It's what the custom of the city is. Okay. Noyagin shaloi lohitzi sefer tarchas v'shol mafter. The minhag is we don't take out another sefer Torah for mafter. What does that mean? The hainu im nimtza tos achas shekvar karu kol hasidra kodim shamru kadesh. Let's say they read all seven aliyos. They read the whole parsha, the whole hazinu, before they said kadesh. Loi yoytzi sefer Torah, and then they found a mistake. Loi yoytzi sefer Torah achas v'shalom after. V'samchinan b'diavad al oisei shekara achroin shalagam kem b'shalom after. We don't even have a mafter. The guy who got the last aliyah, he's the mafter. V'lo yikra oida pamba taira. K'dekai melam b'sun reish pei beis. Mafter oila l'minyan shiva. M Mafter will count as one of the seven. V'hakadosh yoymer l'achar berchas haftorah achreinus. You'll say kaddish after the berchas haftorah. Aye, kaddish is said for the kriyas haftorah, not the haftorah. The Magen Avraham says haftorah is not a hefsek. It's shayach to the kriya. By the way, let's say you have a shul that nobody knows how to lahafter except for someone who already got an aliyah, where the Ramah says if they didn't say Kaddish yet, you let the Ula Lashvi say the mafter, and then the Kaddish is after the brachas of the haftarah. V'im lo noid atos al achash amru Kaddish. Let's say they didn't know the mistake until they already said Kaddish. So what do? Then Yikra Lamafter B'Sefer Torah Zu Shloisha P'sukim B'loi Bracha. You should call up for Mafter in this Sefer Torah three P'sukim without a Bracha, and don't say another Kaddish after the Haftarah. So if they've made a mistake, if they found the mistake after they already read the whole Sidra before they got to Kaddish, so then you're not going to do anything. You're not going to take out another Sefer Torah for the Mafter, and B'di'eved, if they found it, the mistake before Kaddish, don't take out another Sefer Torah for Mafter. You've already read the whole Parsha. But if you didn't know about the mistake until after Kaddish, so in this case, did you read the whole Parsha? If you did, why do you need to read three Psukim B'loi Bracha? V'im nimtza hatos be'emtza kriyas ha-shvi, if you found it in middle of Shvi, das ha-Magen Avraham shagoymer ha-korei ad seif ha-sidra b'sefer Torah zu. The Magen Avraham says, you finish the sedra with this sefer, v'oilu lo kriyas zu gam b'shvel ha-mafter, k'dekayim olam b'sun reish pe'bez v'chanal, v'yivarech la'achrea, v'yachar kach yafter b'navi, v'yachar kach yomer kaddish. Now we already saw that the Magen Avraham paskins like the Mordechai. So the Magen Avraham doesn't have a problem reading further in the Pasul Sefer Torah, because he goes like the Mordechai, that you're even allowed to, according to the Mordechai, you're allowed to make a bracha achrona in the Pasul Sefer Torah, and even if you can't stop there, you're allowed to read further and make a bracha. So we have to get clear these three cases. When the Mishnah Berurah said the minhag is not to take out a Sefer Torah for Mafter, so what does that mean? You already read the whole Parsha, you read Shvi'i, and you did not go back and read Mafter, you're not going to take out a Sefer Torah for Mafter. We say that the Achroin is Mafter, and Mafter is Oila Laminyan Shiva, meaning the seventh Aliyah could be the Mafter. But if you didn't know the mistake until after you already said Kaddish, why does the Mishnah Berurah say Yikra Lamafter B'Sefer Torah Zu Shloish Psukim? You already finished the Parsha. Why do you have to read any Psukim? So the Dirshu says, because it's not, you did finish the Sefer Torah, you did finish the Parsha, but there's a new din. You ready? There's a new din that we never learned before. The din is that after you say Kaddish, you must read more Psukim in a Sefer Torah. Why? Bibnei HaNechnosim, who are not going to know that you already did Mafter. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's a Bizayon. We always need the mafter, we always need the guy laning the haftorah to read psukim in the Torah. So if we say Kaddish, and someone comes in, people are going to say the mafter didn't read psukim, and it's a bizayon. So if you didn't say Kaddish, you're good. You already finished the parsha. But if you said Kaddish, we have the gzera mimnei hanichnasim. You hear this? There are three cases. Case one is if you found the mistake after you finished the parsha and you didn't say Kaddish, you're good to go. You're finished. You could lay in the Haftarah and you'll say Kaddish after. If you said Kaddish, you're muchach to read psukim. Why? It's a bazillion for the Haftarah to read a Haftarah and not have psukim before. So you're going to read psukim from a new Sefer Torah without a bracha. I'm sorry, you're going to read psukim from the old Sefer Torah, from the Pasul Sefer Torah, without a bracha. If you find a mistake in a Sefer Torah after you've already said Kaddish, then you call up Maftir to the Pasul Sefer Torah and without a bracha, and then you say the Haftarah, and then you say Kaddish. And what if you found a mistake in the middle of Shavi? That we'll discuss further tomorrow, okay? But the ikar of what we're getting now in this case is that there is a din that once you say Kaddish, you must lay psukim before the Haftarah.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.